Please be seated as I pray. Father God, it is well with our souls. It is only well because of your Son, because of who you are and what you did, going to the cross for us. Lord, what amazing sacrifice, what an amazing show of love. Lord, as we take this time to remember your body and remember your blood, Lord, just overwhelm us with your love. Lord, help us to not allow this time to become just a normal time in our service, but help this to be a time where we meet with you, we worship you, and we thank you for what you've done at the cross. In your name, amen. As we come to our part of the service where we take the bread and the cup, I want to spend some time in Paul's letter to the Corinthians. So turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we'll be reading verses 23 through 26. As you're turning there, you'll see that this is a very familiar passage, especially for this time of the service, because it's one that gives us clear instruction during this time of the service. So let me read it now. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Today, during our time, I want to focus on the two elements of this passage: Jesus' body and Jesus' blood. Let's start with his body. This is not the body of a typical person sitting here in this room. Christ's body is so much more. When Christ asks us to remember him, he wants us to remember the one that existed before anything was created. The first four words of your Bible in Genesis 1:1 tell us, "In the beginning, God." He was there. In John 1:1, he carries that thought and says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then in verse 14, it defines the Word as Jesus by saying, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." So when Jesus sat there with the disciples on the night that he was betrayed, and he said to remember him, he was telling those disciples, he was telling us, to remember the one that was there before any of this existed. But let's look at this even a little deeper. Jesus wasn't just there with God. Remember, John 1:1 said, "The Word was God." Jesus is God. He came to earth as God. I think my favorite section of scripture that affirms Jesus' deity is John 8:58 and 59. The reason I love this passage so much is the response the Jews that he was speaking to gave. Jesus has explained to a group of Jews that he's the Messiah, and they just weren't getting it. Picking up in verse 58, Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am." And therefore, they picked up stones to throw at him. Before Abraham was born, I am. When Jesus made this statement, those that heard it wanted to stone him. They finally understood what he was teaching. They didn't believe it, but they understood it. And when he called himself I am, he was calling himself God. And so they tried to stone him for it. So let's go back to 1 Corinthians 11 when he says, "Take the body which was broken for you." Jesus' death on the cross, the unbearable pain that he took on for us at the cross, was not just a death of a man. This was God who spoke us into existence before going to the cross. And he went there for us. So when we remember the body, we're remembering the Messiah dying for us. That leads us to the blood. Why is the blood significant? Why is his sacrifice significant? It is significant because we are all deserving of God's wrath. Let me say that again, and let that sink in for a minute. We are all, every single one of us here in this room, deserve God's wrath. Romans 1:18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men." This doesn't say that it's revealed against those who are especially bad, but those who lived a pretty good life will be okay. It says the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. That's sobering, isn't it? When you think about God, do you think about his wrath in this way? When you think about the blood, is the wrath of God revealed to you? It should be. And let's not shy away from this character trait of God. One of my favorite quotes from A.W. Pink says, "It is sad to find so many professing Christians who appear to regard the wrath of God as something for which they need to make an apology. Or at least they wish there was no such thing." Do you find yourself doing that? Do you find yourself pretending like the wrath of God doesn't exist? It's a significant part of the gospel, and it shouldn't be ignored. In fact, listen to Hebrews 2:17. It says, "Therefore he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people." Christ's blood made propitiation for our sins. Propitiation is defined as the satisfying of the wrath of God by the atoning sacrifice of Christ. Remembering the blood is remembering the wrath of God atoned for by Christ. So when we're asked to take the body, he asks us to remember the body of a pre-existent Lord of the universe who came down from heaven as a man to die. And when we remember the blood this morning, we're remembering the perfect sacrifice of that Lord, which satisfied his wrath at the cross as a substitutionary atonement for the sins of those who had put their faith and trust in him. So I have one question for you. Do you? Do you believe this and put your faith and trust in him? If so, I welcome you to eat and drink this morning. There's nothing else that God requires for participation in this part of the service. If you do not believe that Jesus is who he said he was, did what Scripture said he did, then I'd ask you to pass the elements by. This is a time for those of us who believe these things, have repented from our sins, and put our faith and trust in him, to remember the body and the blood of Jesus. Men, please come down, and you can take communion on your own today.